This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. The government spends time and money trying to protect buildings from car and truck bombs in this age of terrorism. Now there's a new device, sort of like a high-tech battering ram. It can mimic how a bomb's destructive shockwaves hit a building without the need for actual explosives. NPR's Nell Boyce reports.
At an outdoor laboratory near San Diego, a reinforced concrete column is about to be hit with the equivalent of a car bomb holding 1,500 pounds of TNT.
3, 2, 1.
Faster than the blink of an eye, the 15-foot-tall column goes from straight and strong to crooked and crumbling. Gil Hedgemeyer is a structural engineer at the University of California, San Diego.
It's a real surprise to people that for the first time to see this thing going off. Just like a real bomb, you can see the concrete flying all over the place.
But this column wasn't hit by a real bomb. Instead, it was hit by the world's first bomb blast simulator. It looks like a box the size of a truck. Inside, it has special pistons. The pistons smash metal plates into a column at high speeds. It takes just a fraction of a second.
It is so fast, the naked eye cannot see it. Even a television camera can't pick it up. We use a camera that is about 5,000 frames a second.
Hedgemeyer and his colleagues used to do all of their tests at remote desert locations using real explosives. He admits that it is exciting to watch the burst of an actual fireball.
After maybe 50 or 60 shots of this sort of stuff, it begins to get old after a while. And after all, if you're trying to get something done from an engineering standpoint, you really do need a more controlled environment.
To get that controlled environment, the scientists spent over $8 million to construct the new simulator. It will let them do faster, cheaper tests of blast-proof materials. And they can simulate all kinds of attacks by changing how the device pummels a target. The biggest bomb the lab will be able to mimic is a truck bomb, like the one used in the Oklahoma City attack. In that case, the collapse of just one support beam brought down the building and caused most of the deaths.
So we're pretty desperately trying to come up with cost-effective measures to harden critical structures so that the public's protected. That's what this is all about.
Hedgemeyer hopes his highly controlled lab experiments will produce better data and lead to bomb-proof buildings, bridges, and tunnels. But for some tests, he'll still have to take real explosives out to the desert and blow things up. Nell Boyce, NPR News, Washington.